Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Do you remember the first time you were left alone when you were a kid? What did you do at home? 1-800-330-9999. My older daughter she'll be 15 in March. My little one's going to be 5 next week. Mm-hmm. And I just started leaving them home alone together. I think my older one is responsible enough to watch the little one.
Sure.
But I'm always fascinated by it because I'm like, what do they do? Right? So I asked her, I was like, what do you guys do when you're home alone?
Yeah.
Hayden, when you're left home alone, what do you do?
Well, when I'm left home alone with my sister, normally we will have like a movie night or something. We'll watch movies, make popcorn. Sometimes if I'm feeling adventurous, we'll do an art and like a craft.
If you're home all alone, like the first time we ever left you home alone, what did you do?
I think I just played on my computer, watched YouTube, played Roblox.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah. I can remember, I can't really remember the first times I was home alone when I was younger. It was kind of the latchkey generation, right, where everybody was doing that at that point. Mm-hmm. But I can remember the first time I was left home alone on vacation. I threw a party, and my friends lit the deck on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that happened.
Did you get in trouble?
Got in trouble. Yeah, I got in trouble, 100%.
Oh, I think as a parent too, you wonder like how old is old enough to leave your kids home alone.
Mm-hmm.
Every state has different laws. Most states don't have a number, and they just say it's up to the parent's discretion and knowing their child. So I was trying to figure out like, well, what did I do? And I remember it wasn't the first time I was left home alone, but I definitely had a party one time, and I remember being horrified because a lot of times when you're young and you throw these parties, people just keep coming.
Yes.
And you have no control over it.
You don't know how they even found out.
Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget it. One night, I was left home alone, and, like, people just kept coming, and then somebody was smoking in my house.
Oh, my gosh.
And I almost had a nervous breakdown.
Right.
I was like, they're going to smell it. You know, I was freaking out.
They're going to be gone for another week, but they're totally going to smell it.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Not alone. Anne Marie says, when they went out of state, I threw a party at age 15. Jeremy says he went through his dad's magazine stash.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, very revealing, Jeremy, but very honest. Way for speaking your truth.
Do you remember? What did you do the first time you were home alone? 1-800-330-9999. Katie.
Oh, my gosh. My brother and I thought it would be so cool to light toilet paper on fire and throw it off the balcony.
No.
That's what kids do when they're home alone. And say, Oh, yeah. We got caught. And it was not a good time at home, but it was, that was my first memory of being home alone.
Last time.
Dumb move.
Now you're 34 and your mom still won't leave you home alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't, right? I would bring it up every single time, especially when talking to you about your kids and you leaving them home alone. 100%. I would bring it up every time. And it'd be in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. Right? I'd be like, wait a minute. Are my kids really genetically better than I was? Right? Or are we the same? Are we cut from the same cloth?
1-800-330-9999. First time you were left home alone, what did you do? It's such a monumental moment when you're first left home alone when you're a kid. You're like, what are you going to do? For the most part, I think I was timid and scared, so I would just sit in the same place they left me until they got back.
Yeah, no, I think it is. It's scary and exciting at the same time. And it's different if they just leave or if you come home alone, too. Like, if you're getting out of school, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of states throughout the country, like, there's no rules on what's the right age. It's all up to the parents' mm-hmm. discretion. Do you remember what you did the first time you were left home alone? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, back in the day, I'm going to age myself. We didn't really have computers in our home.
Right.
So we were outside, and we decided to take down one tree fort and build another one, and took all of my dad's tools and brought them to the woods and just started building a tree fort out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope you brought them back. You know, back in the day, you could build a fort anywhere you wanted to. Now you'll get some sort of like easement from the city.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We brought the tools back, but they came back covered in rust.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Dad's not happy about that when he finds out. Wow.
He was not a happy camper.
Ricky, what did you do when you were home alone as a child?
So I had a 2-story house, and my parents were always like, you gotta be so careful on the stairs and so careful on the stairs. And so my brother and I remember this being like such a fun time. When they would leave, we would like create like sled type things out of pillows and blankets, and then just like ride down the stairs all the time. I don't think my parents ever found out that we were constantly doing that, because they were like, really like, be careful, be cautious. Because, you know, I mean, as an adult now, I know it can be dangerous, but as a kid, it was so much fun.
I used to live in a 4-story condo when I was growing up. And there was an area where when you came down from the second floor to the first floor, not only did you have the full flight of stairs, but we had a sunken living room beyond that. So that was another 4 stairs. It was like when you get to the bottom of a sledding hill, there's that flat spot, and then you scoot your butt and you keep on going.
Yeah.
That's how it was. It was crazy. It was crazy. My parents couldn't figure out why there was always, it looked like the stairs were coming through the ceiling of the floor above you.
Yeah, it was your butt.
Yep.
Debbie, first time home alone, what'd you do?
Well, my brother and I were young teenagers. My mother had remarried. The gentleman that my mom remarried was a private detective. There was handcuffs in my mother's room. And my brother and I were fooling around. He locked me to the bedpost.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be the one to tell you all these years later, but those handcuffs were not there because he was a private detective. Which makes everything much more disturbing when you think about it. Cassidy, what did you do when you were first home alone as a child?
The only thing I can remember that I first did was, like, my parents said goodbye, and then I took out my boombox, and I put on a song that had curse words, and I sang it at the top of my lungs.
Wow. Like Risky Business and whatnot.
Crazy.
That's wild.
She got nuts.
Right.
She was like, let's do this, Jay-Z.
For me, it'd be Ice-T, the Colors album, right? Hustler.
I do remember singing at the top of my lungs being home alone as a kid. Mm-hmm. Being able to do that without my mom being like, shut up up there!
Right.
You're so loud!
You'll never do more gangster rapping or topless dancing.
One of my best hits was Baby Got Back, so that tracks.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. We should duet that.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.